All around us, treasure, treasure. Make your mind up, what's your pleasure?
Hey, I think we should talk some trash. I am the trash guest. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm in trash. I collect it, I sort it, and I throw it in my trash can.
My trash can.
Hey everybody, it's me, Tommy Lank, or Tom Lank, whatever you want to call me, as long as it... Call me!
Call me!
Call me anytime!
Call me!
Oh, harmonies. Welcome to the Trash Cast. Today, I am talking with actor, writer, comedian, director, all-around good person and friend, Brooke Sequins.
Hello.
I pronounce your last name for us. So
Sagan, like say it again.
Sagan. It's French.
Mm-hmm. It's French.
But I like to call you Brooke Sequins.
Yeah.
How did that start? Do you remember how people started calling you Brooke Sequins?
It was a late night at a theater teching a show, and things get a little wacky.
Yeah.
And I started doing this old vaudeville character called Little Brooke Sequins. So people still say sequins.
Wow. I don't even know if this audience will know what vaudeville,
vaudeville
even
means. Is. Look it up.
One of my movement courses in college was vaudeville.
That's a vaudeville movement class?
Well, I had this movement class with my professor Tom Orth, who would wear high-waisted, remember crazy pants? They were like...
Oh, like the zebra ones?
Yeah, like zebra. Or they had like a crazy print.
Like the Hulk Hogan kind
of
pants?
They sort of like folded... Yes, like they folded... Oh, they were sort of cinched like parachute pants. And they folded over
and they were
elastic at the top and elastic at the bottom.
Yes.
He would wear crazy pants with a puffy vest and large sort of Sally Jesse Raphael glasses. And the, you know that bit I always do. Tell me a story. Tell me a story about it. Wait, what do I do? Tell me a story in a foreign language, not of this world. Go... No, tell me a story about the moon and the stars in a foreign language of this, not of this world. Go, ha-ba-zeba-dee-zee-doo-ba-ho-za. Probably done this already on the podcast. I'm so sorry, audience.
That's okay.
Or like, ha-hey-hoo, center of my body. It was that class in like my senior year.
Yeah, you do that all the time.
I know, I'm gross. But my senior year, the final semester of movement class was vaudeville. And we learned about, like...
Yeah, just, why not?
Movement, vaudeville movement, history of vaudeville.
Was it all with a cane?
Yeah, it was just...
canes and hats?
God, it was just so bad.
It's a prop class.
Anyway, thank you for being on my show.
Thank you. Those
of you who don't know, Brooke is a dear friend of mine, and I do a show with her that she created called 30 Minute Musicals.
Yeah.
And you take movies...
Mm-hmm, and I turn them into... 30-minute musicals.
It seems like it would be a lot more high concept than it is, but literally it's just...
Literally it's not. Yeah, they're parody musicals.
They're parody musicals. They're super stupid and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
They're not really 30 minutes.
No, we hold for laughter, so...
So the script starts out as 30 minutes, and then it turns into more like 45
Maybe
minutes.
Maybe 45 minutes, yeah.
And this past summer, you and I both went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival... And we stayed there for the month, and we did shows every day.
Every day. And now, are you telling everyone in your life about how you lived in Europe for a month?
Because what do you mean?
I mean, I can't stop. Every conversation I bring it up, I lived in Europe for a month. Oh, well, when I lived in Europe.
Got it. Okay, so a month is...
That's living there? Yes.
Are you sure?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so
if
I can say,
you've been to like grocery stores and you've paid rent.
If you've walked three flights of stairs every day.
Mm-hmm. In a flat.
If you've gone through the meadows. I do feel in a way that I lived there in Scotland because I spent the summer before as well for a month.
Yes.
So I've done a total of two months.
Yes.
A total of two
You're
months.
You're a world citizen.
I'm a world citizen. It was exhausting, but I had the best time. And I sadly could not do 30-minute musicals because it was the same time as my other two shows.
Yes. So much on your plate. You're in demand.
I guess, sort of. What was your overall, like for anyone thinking about going and doing, like going out of town for a month, mm-hmm. I think in many ways, like I always have felt very married to the city of Los Angeles and not in a great way. It's like, I feel like I can't go on vacation. What if I miss an audition? I can't be gone. I have to live here as an actor. Maybe that's changing these days.
I'm going to miss the holiday commercial ads.
Yeah. What was it like for you doing that and like sort of being away for the month?
I think like within each day was the feeling of, this is the best thing ever. I hate my life. Like, it just was wild swings of, why am I doing this? Art is great. So,
if you're like me, everything's a Sondheim musical.
Yes,
like
everything is a Sondheim musical.
Yeah, you love life. You love being creative and being an artist. Yeah. Also, what is my life? I hate this. Mm-hmm. Why is it so hard?
Excited and scared.
Exactly. Yes. I do feel the same. Like, because also while I was there, I was like, is this my new life? I'm constantly looking for an escape plan from Los Angeles. Maybe other cities have this as well. When you're in a big city, you just like, you yearn for sort of the simple life in the countryside.
Right. Or being anywhere with a little bit of art and no one asks you how many Instagram followers you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was something really cool about just performing theater every day. Yeah. You're constantly surrounded.
Everyone's there for the same reason.
Yeah. Isn't it weird that people go there? Like, people plan vacations
to go to this
place in Scotland that looks like Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. If you haven't gone, and if you're a Harry Potter fan, like...
Oh, just, it is Harry Potter.
It is Harry Potter. It's where she wrote the books. It's the whole place looks like it. Like, people plan their vacations to go see just, like, hours and hours of theater every day. Isn't that wild? Because in Los Angeles, you have to trick people into coming to see a show.
You really do. I passed an old couple at one point, and he, like... just very tiredly said to his wife, I can't see another comic. I just can't do it. I won't.
That's kind of my motto in life. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I need to see another.
I don't need to see it.
I don't mind going in, not that I'm a great stand-up comedian, but sometimes I'll go and do like a character, sketch character at a stand-up.
Yeah.
I don't actually like to sit and watch stand-up comedy. Unless it's someone I'm a fan of and I'm going to sit there for an hour and watch their whole show.
I want to wait until a million other people have been like, this is the best.
But when it's like it's 10 people in one night and they each have 8 minutes and like there's always a couple. It's like watching Saturday Night Live. There's like half of the sketches aren't great. That's why you have to fast forward. Like if I could fast forward, because I feel very responsible for stand-up comedians when I'm in the audience.
Well, you're a good audience member.
Yeah.
You know that what you're giving, you're getting.
And when they're bombing, I don't know what to do.
You're like, what do? I laugh loud?
If I'm in the front, I feel the pressure to smile. Yeah. So now I've learned just sit in the back. And then when I'm uncomfortable, I just go outside and pretend I'm peeing.
Yeah.
And wait it out.
One of the last stand-up shows that I went to, like, I realized I need to not go anymore because this comedian made a joke about his wife. It was like,
well, that was your first mistake, like, blah, blah, is going to see a he.
Well, I didn't know. And I couldn't stop myself from going, oh.
Oh, no, you feel vocally.
I did it out loud. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, God.
I'm in an audience.
Oh, no. I heckled him, and I don't want to be a heckler.
Oh, yeah.
But I just couldn't.
Did you go see any stand-up comics while we were there?
No, I didn't. Does the show, Mr. Show... Does the Mr. Thing show count?
No, I don't think that's really stand-up.
Okay. There were stand-up comedians in it, kind of.
What was your favorite, other than your own show that you took, and we'll get more on that in a minute, like, what was your favorite thing that you, like, favorite show or experience that you had in this magical city in Scotland?
I really loved that Mr. Thing show. I thought that was so funny.
So this Mr. Thing show, it was like a fake live studio audience TV show, but it wasn't a TV show.
No, they didn't film it at all.
They didn't film it, which is funny.
But it seemed like they were.
And they had cameras there, and there were screens, and things were happening.
And there's suits and like a ping pong shooter thing.
To me, that was so very British. To like, we're doing a TV show, but it's not being filmed, and it's the funniest thing. It's like, oh wait, this should be on
commercial
TV
break
right now, but you don't actually care. You're just doing it to do it as a theater show.
Mm-hmm.
I did love that. And so 30-minute musicals, you had the shows you took there were Top Gun,
Die Hard, and Jurassic Park.
And the audience got to vote which one they wanted to see. Which one got done the most?
We did Jurassic Park the most, and there were several times where it was kind of like really close, so we just allowed the audience.
Fudged it?
We allowed the audience to yell, like whichever we're like, okay, it's between these two, yell the loudest. Whichever one you yell the loudest for will do.
And which one did you like doing the most?
Well, I love doing Die Hard the most.
Because you had the best part in that.
Because I'm Hans Gruber.
Wait, do your Hans Gruber for me. What's his name? The actor?
Alan Rickman.
He's dead, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm putting you on the spot.
He probably can hear you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to the Nakatomi legacy of greed around the globe, they are about to receive a lesson in the real use of power. You will be witnesses. Now, where is Mr. Takagi?
I hate you so much. Wait, does he also sound like that when he does Snape? Do you know any Snape lines?
Uh-huh. We use one in the show.
I
don't expect you to understand the subtle science and exact art that is. Accents, drop the wand, Mr. Potter. And give me my tetanus.
I can listen to you do that all day! Oh, it's so satisfying. Okay, well, I am sad I didn't get to see you do that a bunch of times.
Yeah. I feel like, listen, I'm openly inviting myself to do the mismatch shows, Hans Gruber.
Oh, that is such a good idea. I just recently did, we do this thing at the LA Gay and Lesbian, the LA LGBTQ Center.
Such a good time.
Where we raise money for the center and we do the mismatch game, which is like the match game, but we play lots of dead celebrities and or live ones. I used to do Margot Kidder. She's dead, which
you're
is fun.
Zooey Deschanel is
which
sublime.
is how I turned into Zooey Deschanel because I just had that wig already, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh wait, New Girl's very popular. I can do this.
I can do this. Yeah.
And basically, she's just
I'll
me.
Make some crafts.
She's just me on stage crafting. But and then sometimes I do Tilda. But yeah, you should be doing Hans Gruber. Or you should just be doing Alan Rickman.
Or Alan Rickman / Hans Gruber /
Snape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I forced you to write out a list.
I may not have remembered them all. We've done some like Christmas shows too, where we did like a little bit of Batman Returns, a little bit of
music in your soul, a little bit of Batman.
All night long.
Who was that? What happened to that?
Lou
guy?
Vega.
Where is he?
He's at my house.
Was he German?
Right now. I think he probably was German.
I feel like that was a...
It feels like a German.
Like that was
thing.
A... That
I've
was...
lived in Europe, so...
as a European...
A month...
Isn't it wild, though, that European. If Brexit goes through...
Well, I think they just had like a big... Listen, when I was in London...
when you lived
like,
in
voting
London...
Voting or something, it seemed like... It seemed like it wasn't going to happen.
For those of you who aren't paying attention, like they've got basically a Trump in charge there now, and he's trying to like
Boris Johnson.
Yes, but they vote. You know, Brexit. They voted to leave the EU, but Scotland. Also, I find that a lot of Americans don't know that the United Kingdom, Great Britain, which mm-hmm. is the technical mm-hmm. name. I looked at this up recently. The technical name of it is. The United Kingdom of Great Britain mm-hmm. and Northern Ireland, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. at least it was at one point. I don't know if it's still technically called that, but is made up of separate countries all functioning under one mm-hmm. head of mm-hmm. state, right? So Scotland being one of those, so it's Scotland, Wales, England, and Northern Ireland. Scotland, the population of Scotland overwhelmingly voted to stay in the EU.
Yes.
So if Brexit happens and the UK leaves the EU, Scotland wants to then leave.
They
want to
be like, ta.
They want to be like, bye to the UK. They want to get mm-hmm. out. And then they want to pretty much join back up with the EU. Isn't that? It's confusing.
Yeah.
Also, if you didn't know, when you say like.
I hope they do. Freedom!
Freedom! They'll finally have it. Like when you say like, oh, I find like in breakdowns for auditions, it's like, hey, be able to do a British accent. And I'm like, okay, but which kind?
Right.
I think Americans forget. People think when you say British accent, it means doing English accent, but do a British accent mean could mean do an English accent, do a Scottish, do
Wales,
Wales, oh Mifanwe, oh Chiji, oh. There's this crazy show that's like it's like the Jersey Shore, but it's but it takes place in Wales, and they say things like, oh, I be tamping, oh, we were at the club, I be at the club with Chiji, and we were tamping, oh, I had me tits out. Was that Doubtfire? Did I just do Mrs. Doubtfire again? Shit. I always, anytime I do an accent, it just sounds like that. But
that's great, though.
So yeah, like a British accent could be Welsh, Northern Irish, Scottish, or English. So I would like casting directors, if you are listening, make it specific. Anyway.
Right.
Hey,
same thing with Southern accents.
Oh, yeah. It's like, well, okay, Florida.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Mississippi. I'm just naming states now.
Right. In like New Orleans alone, there's like three different.
Well, you're from Louisiana. Accents. What's can you do your accent that you grew up with?
Oh, I mean, if I get angry, and people say I don't have a Southern accent, but if I get angry.
Drunk and angry?
Yeah.
It comes
out.
Or if
I'm on the phone. Or sometimes if I'm talking to like dogs or children. I'm like, oh, hey y'all, honey. A lot of sugars.
I've been trying to get myself out of saying you guys because, you know, some people are offended by that. Some ladies are offended by that. Even though
you
it's
can have y'all.
It's sort of our the West Coast equivalent of y'all. But I read this whole article and it was saying like we have a hard time saying y'all because there's a certain level of. Needing to be from, like, you feel like a bit of a poser when you say it if you're not actually Southern. I started saying use. Hey, use.
Guys. I like dude.
But
maybe
also
that's like a California thing.
But dude is then
but dude is
asserting
everything.
A masculine.
Is
thing.
It though? Is it?
Women,
I don't think so.
Some
I think
women don't feel included. Well, everyone could be
included.
A guys.
That's true.
I feel like I already talked about the history of you guys on one of these, so I'm not going to go into it. It's a whole thing. Google it. Okay, so I made you write down a list of all the shows that you have adapted as 30-minute musicals.
Hopefully
and I'm going to make you now play a game of Trash It or Stash It. We don't have a song for that yet, but I'll work on it.
You can just save that.
Okay.
What you just did.
I'm going to make you go down this list that you've written of all the shows you've adapted. And I want you to think of the original source material, the original movie. And would you like to trash that movie or stash it as and keep it because it's amazing? Or is it bad? Okay?
Like, but do I love it because it's bad or do I?
Well, we'll get into
think
it.
It's trash. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Show number one, Showgirls.
Showgirls is a treasure.
okay.
It's a true American.
You want to stash it?
Treasure. I think it's got to be stashed.
Because it's so bad, it's good.
Because it's so bad, it's good.
I keep talking about how I'm going to do one-man show, Girls.
Girls, yeah.
We'll see.
It'll happen.
I'm working on it. I'm just going to do the whole movie, playing on all the parts.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's a stash for sure. That is actually a great movie.
You stand by that. It does hold up.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, we're coming
back. Yeah, it still looks fabulous. It's still a great movie. It's... a great movie.
God damn, I love Laura Dern so much.
She's so good and she's so great and everyone is great in that movie.
Even what's his name?
Yeah.
You know, this guy.
Jeff Goldblum?
I love that. That's my impression of Jeff Goldblum. Top Gun.
Top Gun is a keeper. It is a keeper.
You think?
I think so, yeah.
Does that movie stand up still?
In what sense? Because it's still very nostalgic.
Is it a good movie? Jurassic Park is a good movie as far as thrillers go and as far as like the technology of the effects at the time. The effects still hold up. Does the story in Top Gun hold up?
What is the story? If it were revealed that Maverick and Goose actually had a secret love affair, then it'd be perfect for
today.
Yeah,
that movie is so gay.
Yeah, it's super gay, but...
Little tidbit, since I played the lady in Top Gun, the 30-minute musical.
Charlie.
What was one of her lines? What did I say?
You didn't give me the chance.
You didn't give me the chance. But the, let's go. I kept saying comfortable. Anyway, she really pronounces all of her syllables in that movie.
Yeah.
But also, she's like a foot taller than Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will notice in many of the scenes,
so much creative leaning.
So much leaning.
Yeah.
Like when they're talking by the motorcycle, she's leaning up against the car or the motorcycle.
Yeah.
When he comes to see her in the bathroom, which not cool.
No, that's not okay.
Hashtag me too. No, like he did not invite. Get permission to go in that lady's restroom.
Yeah.
She's fully leaning on the sink as soon as she turns around to talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay, so you stand by that one. I think that movie is kind of trash and doesn't hold up, but they are making a sequel, right?
And actually, like, the trailer, I don't know. I was a little emotional. I think the music,
I didn't watch the trailer yet. Okay, Home Alone.
Yes, keep that.
I do think that's a classic movie.
Yes.
Independence Day.
Independence Day is fun. It does not hold up.
Okay, so
it
we're
was very fun to make fun of, but
that
I would
one.
Say it's
we're trashing.
I don't
that
think
one.
The reboot did very well either. If you recall, I just didn't see it because
also
just didn't
I thought
care.
The aliens were so stupid.
The aliens
and the way you created the aliens on stage was with
I took a
thing
I
that you lean
yarn.
Uh huh.
And then I took, you know, that spray insulation, spray foam called Great Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just drizzled it down the side.
And
it made
it
these,
on,
like, bulby things.
But the headpieces were those things that you lean up
you
against
lean
in
your car.
I
got them from the 99
cents. So stupid.
It was.
Okay, Outbreak.
Outbreak, actually, I think is a pretty good movie. I think it holds
it
up.
Is that
yeah.
the one with the monkey?
With the monkey, yeah.
Okay, you're standing by. Sorry,
standing
by the way,
by
these
it.
Are all movies that you have adapted. Like, I can't believe I've literally managed to never write anything, and you've written scripts
you've written
for all
things.
Of these. Okay, so Outbreak, you think is good. I think that it's trash, and I'm going to trash it. You're stashing it, though. The movie Hook. Different.
I think Hook is not a great movie.
I did not. Oh, look at this. We've got in the booth, we've got Shock and Dismay.
It's super fun. I would keep it, but I'm saying it's not a super great movie.
Why do you think that?
I just think it could have...
Tell me, get on the mic. Tell me why. Tell me why, you sir. State your name for the record.
My name's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, the interim engineer. Hook is my favorite movie of all
is
time.
Is it?
What? Yes.
But because you saw it when you were young and you... It's nostalgic. You love it.
Yeah, coming of age, nostalgia, all the warm fuzzies you feel in your gut when you watch it. It's amazing.
But
which
if
is
you
fabulous.
Were to watch
doesn't
it today,
doesn't necessarily mean it's a great movie.
I want to find someone who hasn't seen it and show it to them today
yeah.
and see. But what? But
I mean,
do
Dustin
you
Hoffman's performance alone.
Do you actively still watch it?
I'm not the kind of person who watches movies over and over again, so that's not a great answer. I would if I you know if
I had a hook
could.
Party, yeah. you'd come over and.
Yes, sir.
I'm having one tonight.
Here's
so you
the
kind of like popcorn. Okay, The Craft.
I mean, that's another one of those for me that's like kind of nostalgia, but is it a good movie?
I think that one's so bad it's good, right?
Yeah, I think so. Some of those like CGI magic tricks.
Oh,
they are not looking good these days. But.
Okay, so I would give that one. I'd trash that one. I'm not gonna stash that one.
Yeah.
Okay. The movie Teen Witch.
I just love Teen Witch.
I'm 100% have to stash that one
for
because
nostalgia
it,
factor. Yeah,
it is a treasure. I've now become friends with Robin Lively, who played the Teen Witch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She is a delight.
Yeah.
Okay, Ghostbusters.
Yes, some people hate Ghostbusters. Why? I don't know. I love Ghostbusters.
I do love Ghostbusters. I didn't realize when I was a kid, though, that it was a comedy. Like, I didn't understand. I thought it was a scary movie when I was a kid.
Yeah. I mean, but Bill Murray in that movie, come on.
God. But what that movie,
they hate that.
Watching that movie as an adult, it holds up.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And they're making a sequel of it.
Yeah, which is...
They're ignoring the other reboot of it, and they're doing
strange.
I guess? I don't know how they're explaining the reality, but I do know that Annie Potts is...
Okay.
She's back.
Oh, okay.
I have reports that she has... Because she was rocking her silver hair for a while.
Oh. Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Oh, my God. Anyway, I think she's dyed her hair to play that role again.
Oh.
The Crucible.
I mean, The Crucible, sorry. It's a bad movie, I think. At the end of the day.
Why? I can't even remember that movie.
I mean, it really...
Does the play hold up?
I don't actually believe the play holds up either. Because it is.
Because it's very like.
It's very.
I won't. I would rather die than confess to something I didn't do.
It's really like, what is the message that a bunch of teenage girls should never be trusted? It is a
little. Yeah, maybe
lot.
It doesn't hold up.
It doesn't
hashtag
hold up
believe
well for
all
women.
Believe
yeah,
all women.
Honestly. We could go more into that.
Okay, well, we've got a couple more to get in here. Die Hard.
Die Hard is, there's a lot of terribleness in Die Hard, but I love it. I think the only real question is whether it's a Christmas movie or not. People debate it all the time.
People
but
are
it's
very,
a Christmas movie.
They are polarized. Yeah. Is that the word I'm looking for? Is this a
polarizing
topic?
Which it doesn't make any sense to me.
But
there's Christmas music in it.
Okay,
it takes place at Christmas
but
time.
It's an action adventure. Christmas movies aren't technically, they're usually not like a little bit scary, intense, and suspenseful.
Yeah.
Because it's it's violent.
But also a family is being torn apart and then they are brought back together by European male model / terrorists.
But I don't know if it's a. You're going to obviously stash it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to stash it. As well, I'm not that passionate about that movie, but I'm going to disagree with you and say it's not a Christmas movie. Boom!
Okay.
And then, you guys did Transformers
as well.
We
did do Transformers. The Michael Bay 2007 Transformers.
I was in that film.
Did. You were.
And I played the role of...
You weren't in our show when we did it, but we used your headshot.
Thank you for remembering me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never forget me.
Never.
Remember my choices. What did I play in that movie? Technical
sort of
person
nerd.
On a computer nerd.
Yeah.
Did I die? Did I survive? We'll never know.
I don't even remember.
I will say that Michael Bay did personally yell at me, and it was one of the greatest moments of my career because it was horrible.
Yeah.
Because all I was doing was trying to just stay out of the way.
Right.
And I was
Please
don't notice me. And I was sitting on a desk. We were filming in Irvine at some big corporation or something. And he came over and was like, we don't own this place. We're guests here. Get off of that. And I was like,
he's a nightmare.
Terrified, but also loving it. Because I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. He's totally yelling at me like they say he's going to do. This is it. I'm having a Hollywood moment.
Yeah, you sure did.
Okay, well, that concludes our game of.
You didn't say whether you were trashing it or keeping
it. Oh, that movie is terrible.
It's. Totally terrible.
It's terrible.
And the only reason we did it was so we could make fun of.
But
Michael
I will
Bear.
Say that the kid in me was, when I saw it on screen,
well,
I was very excited.
Well, I love Transformers, the cartoon. And, then, you know, the 80s movie, fabulous. Fabulous soundtrack.
Also, that they used one of the songs in that from that Transformers movie was in the movie Boogie Nights.
It sure was. Yeah.
Little enough. I was also in that movie.
Yeah.
By the way, Boogie Nights. Little
you got
tidbit.
The touch.
That's a song from Transformers.
You got the power. But yeah. Dun,
dun, dun. I remember I couldn't see the Transformers movie because they had a bad word in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They
what?
Had bad, it was rated like PG or PG-13, so I wasn't allowed to see it.
What? Your parents just hated Weird Al.
What was he?
There's a Weird Al song in it. Near to me, stupid. No, okay.
What? That was from that movie?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Wow. I didn't also Dino didn't Bots. Have MTV and things like that growing up, so mm-hmm. I missed out on a big chunk of
but
my
you had avocados.
Youth. Yeah. Story for another day. Okay, well, that concludes our game of Trash It or Stash It. All right, Brooke. I've invited you here so that we may have a moment of trash or treasure. You have brought some items.
Yeah. You said to bring two, but I brought more because I couldn't.
Oh, I love it. Great. Let's a new version
do
of the
Do you want to look at all of them?
You're gonna present each one by one, and we're going to describe them together so our audience can hear about them. And then I'm going to try and guess which of these items are truly valuable to you and treasures and which of them are trash so that you want to get rid of. So let's do it. Pull it. You've got a paper bag here. I don't know why you're moving so slowly.
It feels invasive.
Oh, are these very personal items?
No.
Okay. But you're embarrassed. Okay, yeah. Bring out your first item.
Okay, here's the first one.
It's very tiny. It is a tile a Scrabble tile pendant necklace piece. And on one side of the Scrabble tile is an oldie-timey colored illustration of the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it goes on a necklace.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Next item, please. I'm not gonna say my thoughts yet. I'm gonna wait till we get them all out here.
Okay.
Okay. And our next item is Earth Grace Artisan Jewelry. It's a box, mm-hmm. and oh, there's a ring inside. It's a gold. It's like a goldish, gold and silver sort of ring, and a sort of an aqua colored jewel in the middle, and then like the wire sort of wrapped around it in sort of like an Outlander, Scotland sort of magic stone sort of way. Okay. And then our third item is a National Geographic magazine, The Making of an Icon, Becoming Jane. And this is Jane, the lady who went to live with the gorillas, right? What's her name again? Did I fail that? Steve, why are you laughing at me?
Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall. I have a bad memory.
Jane,
look.
Who went to live with the monkeys? Is that what?
Is that what she did? Yes, I see gorillas in this.
It's chimpanzees, but
shit. Okay. Wow. Okay. Jane Goodall. Oh, we have a fourth item. Whoa. It is a piece of a squeezy. It's like a foam piece of cheese. Should I look at what's on the bottom of it? There's some writing. No.
You can if you want. I don't care.
Okay, so So any of these could be trash. Any of these could be treasure. Okay, I'm going to try and, I think, obviously, don't tell me the answer yet. I think the National Geographic magazine is a treasure, just by your reaction from me not knowing who it was. Because clearly, why do you have this? Oh, wait, it's from 2017, though. I thought this was like an old... But maybe, okay, no, I'm going to say that that's trash. You just happen to have a subscription. No, wait, it's 2017. I love that I thought it was the year 2017 right now.
It is not.
Wow, I have problems. No, okay, so I think maybe you're obsessed with Jane Goodall, because also knowing your obsession with Jurassic Park, I'm going to say that's a treasure. I'm going to say this pendant necklace of the rabbit is trash and you're trying to trick me. I feel like you got this ring on your recent trip when you became a citizen of Europe. And this cheese, there's writing on the bottom. I'm not going to look at it yet, but I feel like it's something meaningful that like a joke like from doing a show in high school or something. And your friend's like, I love you. We had the best time doing. Oh, maybe you did a production of Annie, because there's that line in Annie where they go, can we have the cheese? Yes, and ice, camembert and brie, George Brontë's Annie, look what you've done for us. It's not in the movie, not know that. It's the worst. That song is terrible. No. It's the only song worse than that is Look What You've Done For Us, Herbert Hoover, also from the stage version of Annie. Mm. Terrible. Okay, so was I correct? How many did I score?
Wait, what did you...
I said this was treasure.
Treasure.
No, wait. No, sorry. This is trash.
Trash.
Sorry, for our audience at home. Okay. National Geographic, trash. Piece of cheese, treasure. Ring, treasure. Alice in Wonderland pendant, trash.
You are not right.
Did I get any of them right?
You got some of them right.
How many did I get right?
You're 50-50.
Okay, wow. Okay, let's dive in. This pendant necklace of the Alice in Wonderland, what is it?
It is trash.
Trash! Ding, 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 ding,
Do you remember when Etsy happened?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, look how cute. They're Scrabble tiles. And someone painted on them. I have like probably 8 of these.
Oh.
And did you, never, ever wore them.
Did you like put them on a bangle jewel?
No, I never wore them. I never did anything with them. I was like, this is great. And then I got it and I was like, I don't.
You just don't care.
I'm an adult. I don't want to wear a Scrabble tile.
Yeah, you don't need that. Okay. And then this ring.
I just haven't gotten rid of it yet.
Okay. This ring seems like treasure.
It's trash.
Woo!
Oh,
bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum. I was actively trying to fool you with this.
That was a decoy.
It was a decoy. I mean, it's a very nice ring. My mom gave it to me. I just don't like it.
You don't like it? Okay.
No, it's a little Ren Faire for me.
Okay. I thought you'd be into it because I know how much you love Outlander.
I do.
Okay. This cheese item.
It's a treasure. You were right. You got that one right.
And where did you get this?
And you were 100% right as a theater human.
It was from a show.
It was from, I think, a college show. I did like, actually, it was a, like I did a series of improv shows in college. And this was
of course you did. We all did.
Yeah, oh my God.
And somebody wrote.
I wrote on the back.
Oh,
and
you
like,
wrote on the, okay.
We kind of like passed it around for people who had good shows.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
Theater.
It's
we're
gross.
The theater people are
it's
the
gross,
worst.
But I can't get rid of it, but it is a block of foam cheese.
Okay, but I know I respect that. And this National Geographic magazine.
I love Jane Goodall so much.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's why it was hard for me to not
so this
throw
is,
something at you.
This is
well, it, yeah, just,
treasure.
Yes, because they just, like a documentary came out not too long ago with some like footage they thought they lost.
I see. Okay.
I love Jane Goodall.
Okay, so our real treasures were this piece of fake cheese and this National Geographic
yeah.
magazine.
I like leave it on my bookshelf like this so I can just look at her face since I caught it.
Wow.
I love her.
I support her. I wish I knew more about her
yeah,
and her experiences.
You honestly don't know anything.
Did they make a movie about her and who played her?
They didn't make a movie about her. You're thinking of Diane Fossey, who was with Gorillaz.
Oh, wow. I got to learn.
She was murdered.
Wow.
But that's Gorillaz in the Mist.
Oh,
that
that's
movie.
What I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Is that Sigourney Weaver?
That was Sigourney Weaver.
Okay. I love her.
Yeah.
Are you watching The Dark Crystal?
I haven't watched it yet. No.
She's the narrator. Okay.
Is she?
Just
I didn't realize that.
First episode.
I've been in Europe.
I've been so busy
so
in Europe.
I haven't had time.
Well, Brooke, I think we had a really productive session today of therapy. I don't know. Was it? I hope you learned some things about yourself and about me and our relationship and how we want to escape to Scotland.
Yeah.
Just live by the river and
live in an artist commune. But like not a commune like I want my own like
we don't have to have sex
home
with each other.
Oh yeah, we don't have to do that.
Okay, great.
No.
And we'll be fully clothed.
And we'll be clothed like all the time. It's not a naked
I can't
commune.
I can't even sleep
no,
naked.
No.
I have to wear underwear at all times, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I can't sleep naked. It just
really?
I have those dreams about being naked at school if I'm fully naked. I just can't relax.
But when you sleep at night, that's when like you need to be naked. That's when all your parts need to like breathe. And, like,
I know.
Wander about.
I just can't do it. I used to have to until I did a show on stage where I was in my underwear. I had to sleep with a shirt and shorts on at least.
You're never nude.
So, I'm a never nude.
Okay.
Do you sleep nude?
I mean, yeah.
That's hot. Wow. I'm totally picturing you naked.
Oh my
right
God,
now.
I'm so naked.
Anyway, if you're listening at home, I hope you're picturing us both naked.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can
please.
Follow Brooke at where? You're on 30 Minute, at 30mm.
Uh huh. There's 30 Minute Musicals on Instagram.
Okay.
You can follow Books Own Tape.
On Twitter.
On
Books
Instagram.
Books Own Tape.
OWN, Books Own Tape.
And
Twitter's just Brooke Sagan. It's like sequin, but with a G.
Great.
Brooke with an E.
And
Who cares?
You can
why
me.
Don't do it?
I
don't follow me.
Don't. And you can follow me at all the usual places. And I hope that you will take a little time in your day
to enjoy the view.
Treasure your trash or trash your treasures.
Trash your treasure.
I had a tagline at one point and I've forgotten it. So I'll work on that.
Yeah,
I'm not a perfect person.
You should provide a service where you go to people's homes and you just tell them what's trash or treasure.
I think Marie Kondo's probably, she's already doing that.
Yeah, but she's
but
not as great to, she's not funny.
Yeah, you're right.
That'd be funny.
If I just go, okay, well,
although
let's
go. You can't do it. You could do it for me, but I would have a breakdown.
Yeah, no, I think because I actively don't want to be part of people's breakdowns because
yes.
I know there's too many emotions and feelings involved.
There really is.
Anyway, I cherish you.
I cherish you.
Let's
I
do this.
Do
cherish you. And I hope we don't have to pay the royalties on all the songs that we sang in this podcast.
Oh, well, they weren't in key, so that's fine.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.